WRDN.
I've been burning bright for so long I can remember. Pretty girls and late night bars seem to be my line of work. Believe me when I say I can't stay this high forever. This man's had all he can stand. Time to lay this body down. Sweet Anne, can I stay with you a while? 'Cause this road's been putting miles on my heart. Sweetheart, I've been living in a fantasy. But one day lightning will strike and my bark will lose its vibe. But don't give up on me. Sweet Annie. I know I promised you life, but with an empty bed and the words I said don't carry any weight. If I could take back yesterday, find a way to start it over, turn around, put that bottle down, and I'd pray it's not too late. Sweet Annie, can I stay with you a while? 'Cause this road's been putting miles on my heart. Sweetheart, I've been living in a fantasy. But one day lightning will strike and my bark will lose its bite. But don't give up on me. What will be, will be. Two beats fast for you, all over and over again. Oh, can I stay with you a while? 'Cause this road's been putting miles on my heart. Sweetheart, I've been living in a fantasy. But one day lightning will strike and my bark will lose its bite. But don't give up on me.
Here because you're here. Shopping locally and listening locally on your radio, smartphone, computer, and tablet. Real Country, 1430 AM stereo. WRDN, Durand, Kellogg, Stockholm, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. He produced Michael Jackson's Thriller album and collaborated with the likes of Sinatra, Ray Charles, and many more. Quincy Jones died at the age of 91.
In the 1950s, Jones followed his passion, working as a trumpeter and conductor for Lionel Hampton's band, and would go on to work with jazz greats, including Sarah Vaughan. In 1978, Q, as he was called by friends, produced the soundtrack for The Wiz. He was also the man behind the all-star charity single, We Are the World. Ike Adjaci, ABC News.
The University of Florida's election lab said more than 77 million people had voted early as of Sunday. The actual election day is tomorrow. Tuesday. No one killed, but there were some injuries after multiple tornadoes touched down in Oklahoma. Governor Kevin Stitt issuing disaster declarations for six Oklahoma counties. This is ABC News.
Offer not valid in all states or prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Bills piling up? Rent due? Just need some extra cash to get by? Then you need to go to 89cash.com, where you can get approved for a loan of up to $10,000 in minutes. No need to search through endless loan sites. 89cash.com is one of the largest lender networks. They can help anyone get up to $10,000 regardless of their credit score. Best part? The money can be in your bank account as soon as the next day. When you need fast cash help, go to 89cash.com. That's 89cash.com.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Maxed out cards, rent is due. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
Maybe we should go to 27cash.com.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000, and cash can hit our bank account as soon as tomorrow.
When you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. And MLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins with this market recap on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. At the Mercantile Exchange Friday, milk markets were higher. December milk up 22 to 1968, January up 10 to 1969, February up 11 to 1967, March milk up 3 at 1962. Meanwhile, in the cheese market, barrels were up 3/4 to 186 and 3/4. 40-pound blocks down a quarter to 183 and 3/4. 4 trade a block, 1 trade a barrel on the day. Cash butter down 3 3/4 to 267. No trades on the day. Dry whey steady at 60.5 and 1 trade on the day. Grade A non-fed dry milk also steady at 137 and 3/4. No trades on the day. Meanwhile, live cattle markets were mostly higher on the day, with the exception of the nearby month. Feeder cattle also moving mostly higher as well, as the markets found some late week support in the market, even though boxed beef prices were mostly lower. A little of this was a lot of positioning ahead of the weekend, even though the cash markets were mostly lower as well. Again, a lot of positioning ahead of the weekend. Hog markets mostly higher. Again, continued strong consumer demand supported prices. December live cattle down 37 cents to 185.92. November feeder cattle up $1.50 to 246.87. December hogs up 27 cents to 84.07. Chicago Board of Trade corn markets higher as another export sale to Mexico of 781,000 metric tons of corn supported the markets. Meanwhile, soybeans, they were mostly lower as some profit taking in the market, along with South American weather issues, are few and far between. Wheat markets, meanwhile, were also mostly lower due to lower Russian wheat prices. New crop 25 corn up 1/4 to 441. New crop 25 beans down 3/4 to 1032 1/4. December wheat down 2.5. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit WICorn.org and become a member today.
Grain bids from Alsivia Co-op Durand. Cash corn 355, December 360, January 364, new crop 25, 381. Cash beans 909, December 914, January 919, new crop 25, 942. Big River Resources, Boyceville, cash corn 414.5, December 414.5, January 429.25, and February 429.25. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash corn 364, December 379, January 389. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash corn 362. Cash beans, 908, January, 913. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn, 369, new crop, 25, 391. Cash beans, 909, new crop, 25, 942. Red Wing grains, cash corn, 374, April, 413, May, 415, new crop, 25, 403. Cash beans, 939, April, 991, May, 994, new crop, 25, 974. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn, 362, January 368, cash beans 911, January 921. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 175 to 194, Holstein fed cattle 158 to 175, market cows 102 to 125, bulls 122 to 155, calves 300 to 1050, beef steers 166 to 310, Holstein steers 118 to 210, sheep markets, market lambs 142 and down, light lambs 210 and down, ewes 95 and down, rams 80 and down, goat markets, does 135 and down, bucks 125 and down. That is a check of markets. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party? You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
It is going to be cloudy with scattered showers, maybe even an isolated thundershower today. Our high 64 this afternoon with wind out of the south to west at 10 to 20. Tonight, cloudy, rain showers 43. Tomorrow, scattered rain with a high near 50. If you want a fantastic fall or winter getaway or maybe some holiday fun, check out Alexandria, Minnesota. Find out more at explorealex.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 50.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Daddy won a radio. He tuned it to a country show. I was rocking in the cradle to the crying of a steel guitar. Mama used to sing to me. She taught me that sweet harmony. Now she worries cause she never thought I'd ever really take it this far. Singing in the bars and chasing that neon rainbow. Living that honky-tonk dream. Cause all I've ever wanted is to pick his guitar and sing. Just trying to be somebody. Just want to be heard and sing. I'm chasing that neon rainbow. Living that honky-tonk dream. An atlas and a coffee cup. Five pickers and an old Dodge truck. Heading down to Houston for a show on Saturday night. Well, this overhead is killing me. Half the time I sing for free. When the crowd's into it, Lord, it makes this thing I'm doing seem right. Standing in the spotlight, chasing that neon rainbow. I'm living that honky-tonk dream. Cause all I've ever wanted is to pick his guitar and sing. Just trying to be somebody. Just wanna be heard and sing. I'm chasing that neon rainbow. Living that honky-tonk dream. Daddy's got a radio. He won it 30 years ago. He said, son, I just know we're gonna hear you singing on it someday. Well, I made it up to Music Row. Lordy, don't the wheels turn slow. Still, I wouldn't trade a minute. I wouldn't have it any other way. Just show me to the stage. I'm chasing that neon rainbow. I'm living that honky-tonk dream. 'Cause all I've ever wanted is to pick this guitar and sing. Just trying to be somebody. Just want to be heard and seen. I'm chasing that neon rainbow. Living that honky-tonk dream. Oh, I'm chasing that neon rainbow. Living that honky-tonk dream.
I turned on the evening news, saw an old man being interviewed, turning 102 today. I asked him what's the secret to life. He looked up from his old pipe, laughed and said, all I can say is,
don't blink. Just like that, you're 6 years old and you take a nap and you wake up and you're 25. Then your high school sweetheart becomes your wife. Don't blink, you just might miss your babies growing like mine did. Turning into moms and dads, next thing you know, you better have a 50 years is there in bed. And you pray and God takes you instead. Trust me, friend, 100 years goes faster than you think. So don't blink. Well, I was glued to my TV when it looked like he looked at me and said, best start putting first things first. 'Cause when you hourglass runs out of sand, you can't flip it over and start again. Take every breath God gives you for what it's worth. Don't blink. Just like that, you're 6 years old and you take a nap and you wake up and you're 25. Then your high school sweetheart becomes your wife. Don't blink. Just might miss your babies growing like mine did. Turning into moms and dads, next thing you know, you better have a 50 years is there in bed. And you pray and God takes you instead. Trust me, friend, 100 years goes faster than you think. So don't blink. I've been trying to slow it down. I've been trying to take it in. In this here today, gone tomorrow world we're living in. So don't blink. Just like that, you're 6 years old and you take a nap and you wake up and you're 25. Then your high school sweetheart becomes your wife. Don't blink. Just might miss your babies growing like mine did. Turning into moms and dads, next thing you know, you better have a 50 years is there in bed. And you pray and God takes you instead. Trust me, friend, 100 years goes faster than you think. So don't blink. No, don't. Life goes faster than you think.
I just heard a country hit this big. Real Country 1430.
My old friend lives up in the mountains. He flew up there to paint the world. He says, even though interpretation's what I count on, this little picture to me seems blurred. Hard lines and the shadows come easy. I see it all just as clear as a bell. I just can't seem to set my easel to please me. I paint my heaven, but it looks like hell. Yeah. Your blue might be gray, your less might be more. Your window to the world might be your own front door. And your shiniest day might come in the middle of the night. It's just about right. He says, man, I ain't coming down till my picture is perfect. All the wonder's gone from my eyes, down through my hands and onto the canvas. Still like my vision, but still a surprise. Real life, he says, is the hardest impression. It's always moving, so I let it come through. That, my friend, I say, is the glory of true independence. Just do what you do, what you do, what you do. Yeah. Your blue might be gray, your less might be more. Your window to the world might be your own front door. And your shiniest day might come in the middle of the night. It's just about right. My old friend came down from the mountain without even looking. He found a little truth. Now you can go through life with the greatest intentions, but you do what you do, what you just gotta do. Yeah. Your blue might be gray, your less might be more. Your window to the world might be your own front door. And your shiniest day might come in the middle of the night. Your blue might be gray, your less might be more. Your window to the world might be your own front door. And your shiniest day might come in the middle of the night. It's just about right.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN and Blackhawk, and that's just about right here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Monday morning. Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins, and we have temperatures in the 40s across the region. The active weather is going to continue with some of that rain here in our ag weather forecast. We'll have details coming up next hour. Also next hour, David Geiger's in. H5N1 has now been found in a pig in Oregon. We'll have more on that with David coming up in our newsmaker segment. On the way, we have today's Agriculture America here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Hey everybody, it's Matthew at Bluff Country Feed and Seed. Are you someone with operational management experience? Someone who likes digging into the details of inventory control while not afraid of a hard day's work? Somebody with experience in agriculture and a passion for the lifestyle? Our growing business is looking for a director of operations. If this sounds like you, let's talk. Give us a call, check out our socials, or go to the website. This could be the start of something new. Plant your roots with us at Bluff Country Feed and Seed.
Life is better with American Family Insurance because our agents provide specialized local expertise to help you get the right coverage at the right price. We understand that dairy farming is at the heart of what you do, and we want to help protect what you've worked so hard for. Let's build the policy your dairy farm deserves.
Contact Paul Slusher, your American Family Insurance agent serving Durand and Chippewa Falls.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins with news and issues from rural America. A new reporting requirement is rapidly approaching for farmers and ranchers. We'll tell you about it coming up.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit WisconsinSoybean.org.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
Farmers have an important deadline for filing paperwork coming up on January 1st. Certain farmers are required to report beneficial information to the Financial Crimes and Enforcement Network. Jeff Paschal with Sunstrom & Company in Durand talks about what this means.
We call it the BOI report for short, just because we're sick of saying all those words. But essentially what it is anybody that reports to the Wisconsin Department of Financial Institutions. So if you have an official LLC or a corporation and your gross revenues are under $5 million, there's a few other exceptions that would exclude you, but you're required to file this new report.
It's likely something that farmers will only have to file once.
It's a one-time report unless you have any changes in address or changes in owners. But essentially what you're doing is just telling the Financial Crimes Enforcement Network who owns the business and what the official business name is, and then you essentially have to give a copy of the ID for each owner to this. So it's just a database they're collecting. It's all information they really, the government would have in different places. They're just putting it all in one central database, and the whole idea, we've been told, is to fight financial crimes, most importantly, money laundering. So that's the idea behind it.
The interesting thing is the government already has this kind of information, and lawsuits have been launched regarding the requirement.
The government has all of this information on us. It's just simply putting it in one particular location. Whether they'll be able to do anything or not important with it, I don't know. You know, I tell people it seems like they're going after the bad actors, but all us good people are having to file this report, and the bad people will probably figure out ways to get around it anyways. So it feels like a bit of another burden, but it's what we live with today, I guess.
Contact your local tax preparer as soon as possible to get your questions about the requirement answered and the paperwork filed by January 1st. That is today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins. Agriculture America, a presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party? You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
It is going to be cloudy with scattered showers, maybe even an isolated thunder shower today. Our high 64 this afternoon with wind out of the south to west at 10 to 20. Tonight, cloudy, rain showers 43. Tomorrow, scattered rain with a high near 50. If you want a fantastic fall or winter getaway or maybe some holiday fun, check out Alexandria, Minnesota. Find out more at explorealex.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 50.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Well, I'm not talking about locking down forever, baby. That would be too demanding. I'm just talking about two lonely people who might reach a little understanding. I'm not talking about knocking out heaven with whether we're wrong or we're right. I'm not talking about hooking up and hanging out. I'm just talking about tonight. You were sitting on your bar stool talking to some fool who didn't have a clue. They couldn't see you were looking right at me, cause I was looking at you too. Then it's, do you wanna dance? Have we ever met? You said, hold your horses, boy, I ain't that easy to get. Oh, I'm not talking about locking down forever, baby. That would be too demanding. I'm just talking about two lonely people who might reach a little understanding. I'm not talking about knocking out heaven with whether we're wrong or we're right. I'm not talking about hooking up and hanging out. I'm just talking about tonight. She said, I only take it slow. By now you ought to know that I ain't digging this. If we can start as friends, the weekend just might end with a little kiss. She said, I'm a lady looking for a man in my life who'll make a good husband, I'll make a good wife. Easy now. I'm not talking about locking down forever, baby. That would be too demanding. I'm just talking about two lonely people who might reach a little. I'm not talking about knocking out heaven with whether we're wrong or we're right. See, I'm not talking about hooking up and hanging out. I'm just talking about tonight. Yeah, I'm just talking about a little bit later tonight.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN. And Toby Keith, and I'm just talking about tonight here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Monday morning, good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. We have temperatures in the 40s this morning. Well, the Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation has announced their keynote speaker for the annual meeting. The speaker is Damon West. His autobiography, The Change Agent, How a Former College Quarterback Sentenced to a Life in Prison Transformed His World. And he will talk a little bit about that and a whole lot more, all part of the 105th Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation's annual meeting and also the YFA conference. That's going to be held December 6th through the 9th at the Kalahari Convention Center in Wisconsin Dells. I'll be there once again as a judge for the YFA conference. Always enjoy that as well. And I look forward to seeing many of you down at the Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation's annual meeting and conference. For more information, just visit the Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation website. On the way, we have today's Farm Progress America here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Nutrien Ag Solutions, feeding the future together. The World Food Prize, often called the Nobel Prize of Agriculture, was awarded last week in Des Moines, Iowa, to two scientists who have worked to preserve global food security. These two have built and maintained a seed bank in Norway. I'll have more when we come back.
Recently, I spoke with Tyler Morgan, crop consultant with Nutrien Ag Solutions in southern Minnesota, about agronomy for your acres. We talked about managing some of the challenges with fertilizer application this fall.
Tyler, with P and K prices fluctuating this time of year, what are some factors farmers should consider when they're thinking through their fertility?
You know, the biggest thing is to first soil sample and know what you really have going on out there and what your crop really needs. Going in blind to what the field needs is not a good plan to me. So we always try to make sure we get that figured out first. Then the next step is to, again, work with your agronomist, work through your budget and see what your cash flows look like in your situations. Try to shape a plan around that. Some guys are waiting until spring here, just cash flow wise with these lower yields, hopefully softening prices on a fertilizer side of things. But if you can get it on in the fall, it's typically the best, just so we know it's there and ready for spring. Again, don't know what the weather is going to give us next spring.
Tyler Morgan, crop consultant with Nutrien Ag Solutions. Thanks so much for joining us this week. And folks, you can learn more by visiting NutrienAgSolutions.com.
The World Food Prize, founded in 1986 by Nobel Peace Prize laureate Dr. Norman Borlaug, honors exceptional contributions to food security and agricultural advancement. For commercial farmers, the prize is a reminder of the many players involved in keeping agriculture resilient. This includes everything from developing new crop varieties to preserving the genetic diversity that underpins our food system. This year's World Food Prize went to two scientists who have championed seed banks and crop diversity on a global scale, Jeffrey Houghton and Kerry Fowler. Their efforts culminated in the creation of the Svalbard Global Seed Vault, located in the Arctic Circle. Often referred to as the Doomsday Vault, their facility houses 1.25 million seed samples from over 6,000 different crop varieties, acting as a global backup in case of natural disaster, economic catastrophe, or political disruptions that could impact food security. Kerry Fowler, now the U.S. Special Envoy for Global Food Security, emphasized the importance of these seed banks, saying, quote, "In a world of changes, we are all in this together, and the loss of any seed bank around the world is a loss for all of us." Fowler, alongside Houghton, designed Svalbard to ensure that even if the local gene bank faces challenges, the genetic resources will remain safe. Both scientists stress that the seed stored in their vault will be invaluable as we confront the environmental challenges of the future. Today, around 1,700 gene banks exist worldwide. They do include facilities like the USDA's National Plant Germplasm System, which has its own vast collections and a network of 22 gene banks here in the United States. These facilities play a crucial role in crop breeding and conservation. Without the crop diversity preserved in these gene banks, developing new plant varieties to meet the challenges going forward would be incredibly difficult. I'll be back with more after this.
At Jerry Bear and Sons, your Golden Harvest seed dealer, their best skill is knowing how to listen. Because once they understand your operation and goals, they can offer the right products to perform in your fields. From the Gold Series soybean and game-changing corn portfolios to expert insights, it's an answer to what they have heard from you. Get fall cash discounts when you order your Golden Harvest seeds now at Jerry Bear and Sons, just off Highway 25, Durand.
The 2024 World Food Prize ceremony last week in Des Moines, Iowa, was a good reminder of the value in maintaining genetic diversity in the world's seed supply. Those seeds preserved today could eventually hold the key for better production and more resilient crops for farmers around the world tomorrow. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Nutrien Ag Solutions, feeding the future together. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
Do you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt or personal loans? With credit card debt at all-time highs, Debt Relief Advocates is urgently notifying consumers of debt relief now being made available, designed to aid consumers with out-of-control credit card debt. Those who qualify and enroll for this relief program will only have to pay back a fraction of what they owe. This is not bankruptcy or a debt consolidation loan. This is a relief program that credit card companies would rather you not know about, as it ends your debt nightmare and saves you lots of money. Consumers owing at least $10,000 in credit card debt or personal loans can now take advantage of this debt relief as the cost of living skyrockets. Debt Relief Advocates has established a relief hotline for you to call to learn what debt reduction you may qualify for, so don't wait. For this free information, call the Relief Hotline at 800-707-6152. 800-707-6152. 800-707-6152.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
She's so kissable, huggable, lovable, unbelievable. She's a mouthful of anything and everything a man could want. Yeah. She ain't typical, she's unpredictable, she's available. It's a miracle. Find someone so elegant, intelligent, heaven sent. All my money spent, I put a big down payment on that itty bitty diamond ring. She's so beautiful, it's indisputable, it's undeniable. She's gotta have a bob. She's music to my ears and makes my heart sing. So kissable, huggable, lovable, unbelievable.
I've all but said it now. So much for hoping you'd go first. Don't leave me hanging out here on the line. Baby, it's your turn. Say you couldn't sleep last night. Swore that you could feel me breathe. Had you wanting me there by your side. Yeah, baby, I know what you mean. I got a feeling, my head's a reeling, my heart is screaming. I'm about to bust loose, bottled up emotion. It's more than a notion. It starts with an I, it ends with a you. I got a feeling, you're feeling it too. You're feeling it too.
nonprofit event you'd like to mention, email the information 2 weeks in advance to wrdn1430@gmail.com.
The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. Is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. Good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those woods and moan boys raised on shotguns. We say grace, we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. Came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the Western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I had a good friend in New York City. He never called me by my name, just Hillbilly. My grandpa taught me how to live off the land, and his taught him to be a businessman. He used to send me pictures of the Broadway nights, and I'd send him some homemade wine. But he was killed by a man with a switchblade knife. For $43, my friend lost his life. I'd love to spit some beech nut in that dude's eyes and shoot him with my old 45, cause a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. From North California and South Alabama and little towns all around this land. We can skin a buck and run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. USDA's Agriculture Marketing Service announced it partnered with the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture to award $3.1 million for 41 projects through the Resilient Food System Infrastructure Program. Through the program, the Department of Agriculture will fund 41 projects with equipment grants to support middle of the supply chain infrastructure. Additional projects are still being reviewed and will be announced soon. We have a proud tradition of agriculture here in Wisconsin, and it's critically important we're able to get food from our farms and producers to our grocery stores, restaurants, and kitchen tables across our country and the world over, said Governor Evers. From the Northwoods to the Fox Valley to the Driftless area, the Governor Evers said he's appreciative of the investments coming home to Wisconsin to support farmers and their families and bolster the state's critical supply chain. USDA will begin testing milk starting in states where dairy cattle tested positive last spring for the H5N1 bird flu virus. Bird flu is an increasing concern for USDA amid H5N1 infections, not in just poultry, but dairy cattle, and more recently, for the first time, a pig at a private farm in Oregon. Secretary Vilsack says USDA will start testing milk in affected areas in an effort to isolate outbreaks.
We will first test silos. We'll go to processors who have accumulated significant amounts of milk product. We'll test that milk. So testing will give us an opportunity to get maybe ahead, if you will.
Bird flu has been infected in dairy cattle in several states, including Texas, Kansas, North Carolina, Michigan, Idaho, and California. Vilsack says those will be the focus of the initial testing. And if the virus shows up in that new testing?
If it turns out that there's virus, we'll then begin the process of going to more specific testing, bulk tank testing on farm, so that we can identify exactly where the virus might be.
The latest H5N1 virus find in a pig in Oregon has raised even more concerns, with pigs one of the few animals in which the virus can replicate to become more like a human virus. Livestock and poultry on that now quarantined backyard farm shared water sources, housing, and equipment, which USDA said could enable the virus spread between species into other states. New Jersey cranberry farms are struggling amid the worst drought that they've ever seen. The severe lack of rain means a big financial hit to operations because farmers can't rely on local streams and rivers to flood the bogs for harvest. Generations of the Lee family gathered this fall, as they have every year since 1868, to harvest cranberries at Lee Brothers Farm in Chatsworth, Burlington County, New Jersey. Stephen Lee III has farmed the fruit for decades. He walked Thursday on the sand road of a bog filled with scarlet berries that bobbed at the water's surface. Workers, including family members, stood hid deep in the water, raking in the berries. Now, cranberry harvesting is an annual ritual in New Jersey, but this year's anything but typical. The data shows that more than 12 inches of rain fell from August through November in 2022 and 2023. This year, 1.54 inches for the same period, and no rain fell in October. China's push to shift its food import sources since 2018 has put it in a better position to impose tit-for-tat tariffs on U.S. farm goods, with less harm to its food security if trade friction with Washington flares up after the U.S. presidential election. Reuters reports that the threat of a trade war looms for China, the world's top importer of farm products such as soybeans and corn, with Republican candidate Donald Trump floating blanket 60% tariffs on Chinese goods in a bid to boost U.S. manufacturing. His opponent, Kamala Harris, is also expected to confront China on trade. China's pivot began in 2018 when Beijing slapped 25% tariffs on imports of U.S. soybeans, beef, pork, wheat, corn, and sorghum, retaliating against duties imposed by the then Trump administration on $300 billion worth of Chinese goods. China has since decreased U.S. purchases. They're buying more grain from Brazil, Argentina, Ukraine, and Australia, even as it boosts its domestic production. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnikins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues from rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
Rugged outside, comfort inside. Working outside all day, you want to be in control. And TYM Tractors puts you in control with the TYM Climate Control Cab. This cab is designed with your comfort in mind, with temperature controls, plenty of headroom, and noise reduction. Rugged comfort that makes tough jobs a little bit easier. Work smarter, not harder. But you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers, like Synergy Cooperative, Highway 25 in Ridgeland.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
It is going to be cloudy with scattered showers, maybe even an isolated thunder shower today. Our high 64 this afternoon, with wind out of the south to west at 10 to 20. Tonight, cloudy, rain showers 43. Tomorrow, scattered rain with a high near 50. If you want a fantastic fall or winter getaway or maybe some holiday fun, check out Alexandria, Minnesota. Find out more at explorealex.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 50.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Turn to empty. if I could, Lord knows I would, spin back the hand of time and see scattered memories that are cluttered in my mind. I'll pick up where we left off and make a brand new start. Yes, I've got it through my head, I just can't break it to my heart. I can't believe this is me.